This week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that takes a step toward striking down a handgun ban in Chicago is heating up the debate over gun control in Massachusetts. The High Court ruled that Second Amendment rights do apply to cities and states, building on a ruling 2 years ago that struck down gun control provisions in Washington, D.C. Governor Deval Patrick has been pushing for new restrictions on guns in Massachusetts. He's filed a bill that limits handgun purchases to one per month. He joins us now to talk about the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Governor, thanks for joining us.
You bet, Dolores. Good to be with you.
Legal experts say it is not clear what the short or long-term impact of the new ruling will be. Do you think it puts your gun control bill at risk?
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, while the Supreme Court and legal experts are talking about the abstractions and the interstices of Supreme Court jurisdiction, we've got young people living in fear on our city streets here in the Commonwealth, and we need to do something about that. And what we have proposed is very modest. You know, right now, you can buy guns in bulk in Massachusetts legally. Frequently, they are through straw purchases. And then those legally purchased guns find their way through illegal acquisitions into crime. And we need to deal with that. And so what we're saying is, look, just buy one a month. That's 12 a year. It's a very modest step, but it is a step in the right direction. We've also proposed some limitations on the access of young people or those without licenses and training to machine guns. You remember the boy who was killed handling a machine gun at a gun show out in western Massachusetts? So these are not very extreme or invasive kinds of measures. They are not meant to target the sportsmen or hunters and so forth, but they are meant to deal with the volume of guns too easily available on our city streets.
And the Supreme Court ruling specifically did not address putting restrictions on the amount of guns on the street.
Precisely.
As opposed to it was dealing with a ban.
That's right. That's right. And this is not an outright ban.
The head of the state's Gun Owners Action League has said he thinks the Supreme Court ruling would kill your bill outright. Your reaction to that one?
Well, God bless him, and I respect their advocacy, and their advocacy is very effective, but they have had all kinds of reasons for why this bill shouldn't go anywhere from the beginning. And as I say, while they advocate and while people argue about the access to lawfully purchase guns by hunters and sportsmen and so forth, none of which am I attempting to encroach upon. We have young people, 14-year-olds, who are dying on the streets, trying to limit the availability of guns, especially for young people, seems to me an entirely reasonable and more than that, a rather urgent need that we have here in the Commonwealth.
Do you think laws like this can really make a difference for people who really want to get guns, who want to have access to guns? Do you think such a law would have prevented the death of Nicholas Fombie Davis?
I think that anything we can do to limit the number of guns readily available to young people on the streets is good. But I will also say this. We're not going to be able to legislate our way to these solutions all on our own. We're going to have to be about community building and strengthening families and enabling enough people to get the skills they need, the preparation they need to get to work, and enough jobs for them when they're ready. And that's all a part of this. But no one piece of it is enough, but all of those pieces are necessary, and I think gun control is a part of it.
Governor Patrick, thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you.